Hello, friends. Welcome to Coffee is My Boyfriend. My name is Anissa. Coffee is my boyfriend. And we're going to enjoy him here while we dive into some amazing concepts. If you're new here, essentially what I do is concepts that come up in my life, some ideas, some thoughts, some situations, how I deal with them. I express them. We break them down. We talk about them. Maybe you've thought about them. Maybe you want to talk about them. Maybe you haven't thought about them and you just want to experience a little bit more depth in your life. Well, this is what we do here. In 10 minutes or less is the dream. I am a day late with this particular episode and I apologize for that because I am at Sydney Comedy Festival doing my show, My Vagina Tried to Kill Me. And it has been such an amazing experience, not just for myself personally. I've had a lot of growth personally, but like the experience of just being around people, getting involved, talking to people, bringing that community aspect that's away from a device and a phone and it's just real interactions has been so unbelievably therapeutic and lovely. And I've been reflecting, I've been thinking about the growth I've had, but more importantly, I've been reflecting on the growth that I've had previously. There would have been a time where I would do something like this and I would have flipped out like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm doing this. This is really scary, really pushing my comfort zone, the anxiety, you know, the over worrying, all that kind of stuff. And I'm not saying I haven't cared. I've cared. I've thought about my show all day, every day while being here, but it didn't extend to a point where it was making me feel sick or ill or, you know, worried. I was like, okay, I've done this before. Yep, cool. Yep, it's fine. I have done this before. Yes, it's a new show. I'm probably more worried about that than anything else, but I'm not worried about my skill set. I'm not worried about me being on stage. I'm not worried about me entertaining people for an hour. I'm not worried about these things that previously I would have flipped out about. I would have second-guessed myself in my skill set, which kind of brings me to today's topic, which I'm not sure if I can sum up as a topic, but more of a concept. Growing your superpower. I think when we have challenging situations that arise, projects, tasks, things, dreams that we and goals we want to go after, right? It's new to us. It's outside our comfort zone. We're extending ourselves. And so there's this great degree of uncertainty. Not just uncertainty in the outcome, but uncertainty in ourselves of how we will cope with the experience. And while you're going through it, you don't see the benefits, right? You don't see this little superpower growing inside you. You definitely don't feel it. You're so focused on the task at hand and trying to get through that and just whatever it is, you know, it could even be just a terrible situation in life. It doesn't even have to be a goal. And you're just so focused on, I just have to get through this, that you don't see or feel the strength, the skill set, the superpower that is growing within you. It's a beautiful thing and it's also a sad thing because if we saw that superpower growing within us, I think it would make a lot of these situations less stressful. I think that would make some of these situations more enjoyable for us in our lifetime. But because we can't feel it and we can't see it, you know, it's always hindsight, right? Hindsight, 2020. When you go through that and you get to the other side, it won't be until a similar situation hits, a similar goal comes up, a similar project, a similar task where you can see the components linking from a previous experience that you will reflect. And you'll have this moment where you have this awe, this unwavering confidence in you, where you will say these words to yourself and you will believe it, I can do this. I'm not saying you don't get worried or anxious or excited or overthink, but there's this reflection that comes in that makes you realize you have done these elements before. And therefore you can do it again. The irony of life is that it really doesn't come to us in the forefront of our brain until something similar can line up that we can make that association. So be aware that when you're going through a hard time, a difficult situation, when you are growing, when you are doing the work, when you are working on a project or a goal, that you're building a skill set that you can't see yet, but will be so valuable to you. Take that confidence with you. Take that knowing with you. Even if you can't feel it, even if you can't see it, take that knowing with you because it will help so much. And I feel it. I feel it in this particular, doing this particular show. I think back to when I did my last show, I was freaking out and probably didn't enjoy it as much as this time around. Because this time around, I'm more relaxed. I know I can do it. I know the skill set's there. I know the superpower grew. Take comfort in knowing that you have a superpower that is growing every time you do something challenging. You will get through the other side of it. You will have a moment of reflection and you will get to that point where you truly believe those words, I can do this. So enjoy the rest of your day. I hope you have an amazing day. And know that any challenging situation, task, project, goal that you are currently pushing through right now that is taking you to your stretch zone, know that it will be worth it. It will be amazing. And you can do this. Okay. Love you. See you. Bye.